Taking this example further, if you compute in depreciation, the returns go even higher, depending on which quadrant you are in. If you are a doctor or lawyer in the S quadrant, or an employee in the E quadrant, the following example may not work for you. There are many times when Kim and I will earn a 15% return on our cash just from rental income. Because of the rules, we can also earn an additional 30% or more from depreciation, which is also known as phantom cash flow. So what appears on the surface as a 15% return may really be a 45% return. For example, on a $10,000 down payment on a rental property, which returns $1,500 in net rental income, there can be an additional $3,000 in reduced taxes from depreciation, or a total of $4,500 cash flow per year from the $10,000 down payment. And if you structure your corporate entities in which you hold title to your properties correctly, that $4,500 in real money can stay virtually tax-free as long as you follow the rules. Try getting that kind of return from $10,000 in savings from your bank. At the bank down the street from me, if I had $10,000 in savings, I would be earning $200 a year and would be paying approximately $100 in taxes, netting me $100 instead of $4,500 per year on the same amount of money. That is why I do not save money and would rather borrow. Years ago, Rich Dad taught me that investing in real estate through a business generates the investor four types of income. They are rental income, depreciation, appreciation, and tax advantages. That is why he played the game of Monopoly with his son and me for hours and hours, to teach his son and me the rules of the B and I quadrant. When all four types of income are factored into the simple example above, the $100 received from the bank is losing value, as is the $10,000 due to inflation. The $4,500 has a good chance of increasing due to rental increases, and the chances of additional capital appreciation of not only your $10,000 but also the bank's $90,000 are good, if the investment is a sound investment. In other words, if the property increases in value, the bank continues to receive only 8% on the $90,000 and you get the rest. If the property goes up in value, let's say from $100,000 to $200,000, I can go back to the bank and borrow an additional $75,000 or more tax-free, or I can sell the property through an exchange, putting the additional $100,000 to work without having to pay taxes on the capital gains at that moment, as you would have to with stocks or mutual funds. In other words, the more financial education you have and the more you know about the rules of the quadrants, the more money you can make. This simplified example just scratches the surface of what is possible if you understand the rules of the B and I quadrant. In other words, the actual returns can be even greater if you know what you are doing and have competent advisors. I will not go into the more technical information because I do not want to go beyond the scope of this book. If you have questions on the example, you may want to talk to an accountant or real estate agent who specializes in investment real estate.